Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Americans used to be able to trust the companies where they shopped. Trust that they supported their family. Support for the very idea of natural one-man, one-woman marriage was without question. Support for life, future customers for that company, was not questioned. Men in the women's restroom, well, those stores would never have even thought of that. It would never have been allowed, and the idea that corporate policy would allow such would never have even been broached during a corporate board meeting. That was then, this is now. And Americans cannot totally trust the companies where they shop. Recent situations across the country should tell all conservative shoppers that we are living in a brave new world. My guest today is Peter LaBarbera. He's the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, let's just remind everyone what your job is. What's the mission of AFTA?
Americans for Truth is an organization that basically, sort of like you, Diane, at AFA, we try to report news and that the media is not telling about the homosexual agenda and now the transgender agenda, and really they're all the same agenda, and we also try to oppose them.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how quickly the whole idea of men and women's restrooms and vice versa is supposed to be acceptable to Americans now. It's just amazing how quickly that has snowballed. And
it's because of propaganda, Diane. We know that the media is the arm of the homosexual lobby, and now they've shifted into gear. Okay, now it's transgenderism. They feel they already won on the homosexual issue, and so they feel they won on the gay marriage issue, so called, and now they're just on this. And I think there is probably no issue or very few issues on which the American people are more at odds with the media. I mean, if you were to sit down and talk to the average person without pressure of political correctness, I think there would be a huge, huge gap between that and what the media is trying to portray this all about.
Yeah, and I think actually in some of the states like California where they passed a marriage protection amendment and, you know, polling was showing that it was not going to pass. And then when it did, really overwhelmingly, considering it was California, the homosexual activists and the media went crazy. So I agree. If there's not the media there with sticking a mic in someone's face, and the average American understands that what's being pushed on them is not acceptable. And I know here in Pennsylvania, there are a couple bills that have been introduced, HB 1510 and SB 974, where supposedly 70% of Pennsylvania support adding sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression to the PA Human Relations Act. 70%. That's ridiculous. If they're being asked the right question, do you want men in the women's restroom, that percentage would not be 70%, but they're being misled by the type of questions that are being asked.
One thing that's interesting, Diane, is that you notice how media and also some politicians, they're taking one crisis, which is the whole bathroom situation in North Carolina, and they're using it to also promote other homosexual rights legislation. So yesterday I was watching Fox News, Greta Van Susteren. I don't know how she is on this issue, not great, I assume, but she asked about the transgender issue, and then she said, but you're not opposed to, you don't favor discrimination against gays. You wouldn't allow people to get fired just for being gay. Sort of, you know, all promoting the same agenda, and if they can't get transgender rights right now, they want to still get the gay rights legislation because they know that undergirds this whole juggernaut, which is seeking to force everybody to accept basically misbehavior.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like for someone to ask, when a reporter asked that question, you wouldn't want to discriminate against homosexuals or against gays to where they would be fired from their job simply for being gay or simply because of who they love. I would like for someone to ask that reporter the question, can you give me any document of proof that has ever happened within the last decade?
Right, because everybody knows the people getting fired now are like Matt Barber, you know, who was fired by Allstate when he wrote an article critical of the homosexual agenda. Yeah. Those are the people being fired today.
Absolutely.
The people who are threatened are the cake makers, you know, the people servicing wedding industries being forced to participate in homosexual so-called weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's only going to get worse. And yet notice how the media still, the refrain is always the victimhood of the homosexuals.
Yeah.
You know, that's always the ones they're talking about.
Yeah, they're always ignoring the fact of the story where businesses like Sweet Cakes by Melissa put out of business. Other ones who have been, like Jack Phillips in Colorado, I can't remember the town, but where he's being forced to go through re-education classes so they'll be more homosexual friendly. It's just ridiculous that the media refuses to cover those stories where the homosexual agenda is impacting real-life Americans. It's just very sad. But until North Carolina, I don't believe that there was ever a direct connection between the human rights campaign and corporate America. But within a day or two of Governor McCrory signing HB2 into law, there was a letter sent to him in the legislature. It had Human Rights Campaign and Equality North Carolina on that letterhead, and it was a letter that was signed by over 100 corporate CEOs. You know, to me, yeah. I think that was the first time there was a direct connection between HRC, Human Rights Campaign's manipulation behind the scenes when it comes to corporate sponsorship or corporate pushing of the homosexual agenda. Is that about the
point? I don't know if I would go that far, okay, Diana. Okay. Let's just say they're honing the system.
Okay.
And it's basically Jesse Jackson on steroids. And I'm referring to how Jackson was sort of, you know, he was infamous for sort of bullying the corporation into kowtowing to his agenda. Well, here we have Human Rights Campaign has set up the perfect device from their standpoint. And it's a wicked device. It's called the Corporate Equality Index. And what it does is it ranks corporations from 1 to 100 on how supportive they are of homosexual and transgender so-called rights. And it's a very sneaky system, because if a corporation, say Target, were to give $25,000 to my group, Americans for Truth, or to Diane Gramley of ASA of Pennsylvania, that corporation would lose, I think it's either 15 or 25 points on the 100-point system of Human Rights Campaign.
Wow.
Now, if Target were to turn around instead and give $25,000 to a homosexual group or a gay pride event or, you know, et cetera, they earn points. The Human Rights Campaign's rigged system punishes a company for doing anything that supports traditional family and marriage and rewards companies for supporting the homosexual agenda. So this is a ridiculous system. It's totally inaccurate. Yet the corporations are all cultivating and trying to get this 100% ranking. And then when they do get the 100% ranking, Diane, this is the really sneaky part, HRC keeps ratcheting up the criteria. So they make the criteria more stringent every couple of years. They keep adding things. So once a company is locked in, they want to keep that 100% ranking, HRC continually makes new demands of them.
Yeah, and this makes no sense, because there's no monetary gain or reward for the companies to have 100% ranking. It's just 100% on a list of corporations in America.
I think it's ideological. I think it's the whole political correctness. And what we need to do is we need to educate people on how skewed the system is. Because I don't think the average American has any clue. For example, when you see, I think it was Allstate did one of these ads, and other companies have done them. You know, they're usually internet ads where they have two homosexual men and they're raising the kid, and it's all about how wonderful their home. It's even better than our heterosexual families, Diane. They're the greatest things ever.
Ideal.
If you can just have a kid that has no mom and only has two dads.
Yeah.
Well, that is part of the HRC system, because you get points if you do.
Like that.
If it's either giving to homosexual events or pro-homosexual advertising, you get points.
In some way promoting promoting the whole homosexual agenda.
Yeah, it's all about promotion for them.
Yeah.
But if they were to give you money, Diane, immediately that company would be downgraded by whatever the points it is. So we can see that this is ridiculous. This is it's just so skewed, and yet it's held out there as some sort of ranking that is worth having.
You know, what gets me, though, is that the corporations are so determined to get that 100% ranking. I mean, there's no monetary reward for this. It's just a matter of them being able to say, we have a 100% ranking from the Human Rights Campaign. Plus, they've gone beyond that, because now they do a Municipality Equality Index where they're actually ranking municipalities cities and such.
And it's going to come to the point where if a city persecutes Christians or anybody who opposes the homosexual agenda, they're going to get points from the Human Rights Campaign.
Wow.
And let's remember that the Human Rights Campaign, and by the way, Target has the 100%, you know, Target stores have 100% ranking. Another thing we need to remember about Human Rights Campaign is they engage in vicious anti-Christian bigotry. I've been smeared by their organization. They equate opposition to homosexualism with hate.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Griffin, one of their president, Chad Griffin, equated, as actually did Obama's, as Loretta Lynch did, Obama's attorney general, equated men and transgender, you know, men who think they're women, allowing them to go into female restrooms, they're actually drawing a moral equivalence between that and Jim Crow laws, which kept blacks out of a restroom. Can you imagine how insulting that is to African Americans
I've spoken to some who they're very, very insulted by that attempt to equate forbidding men who think the woman from going into the woman's restroom. You know, biological men going into the woman's restroom is not the same as Jim Crow laws, you know, preventing them from...
So this is the human rights campaign. This is the group that all these corporations are bragging about their ranking. And what we need to do is we need to educate Americans on how vicious, how bigoted this organization is. It's a hateful organization because when you're calling, you know, I've known you for a long time, Diane. You don't have a hateful bone in your body. You are one of the nicest people I've ever met. You do this wonderful work, but they would call you, by definition, a hater. And I know AFA is a hate group.
Right.
And so if you are equating faith, a firmly held, strongly held religious or moral position with hatred, that in and of itself is hateful. And so these corporations are essentially aligning themselves with a homosexual activist, hateful group that is willing to smear Christians to advance its agenda.
Well, I know that because of the label that they've given you, or you were detained when you crossed over into Canada at the invitation of a pro-life group. I mean, that was, a couple years ago?
Yeah, because we've been labeled a hate group, and so has AFA, and so has any organization, which is most of them Christian organizations,
because we understand homosexualism. Yeah, we understand what Scripture says, and there's so much an attempt to reinterpret Scripture, what it says, and those who don't bow down to the reinterpretation of that are considered hateful, bigots, transphobes.
And by the way, HRC, Human Rights Campaign, also engages in this redefinition of the Word of God. In fact, one of their faith director, Harry Knox, he's not with them anymore, but he once was, he called his homosexuality a gift from God. Those are his words, a gift from God.
Wow.
That he said if he were to reject it, he would be rejecting God's gift to him. That is blasphemy of the highest order.
I would like to know what
version. The Human Rights Campaign is pushing that line.
I would like to know what version of the Bible he's reading. Maybe it's the Queen James Bible. I don't know.
It's the gay version.
Yeah. It must be, and there seem to be too many of those versions around. Now, recently, AFA National called for a boycott of Target. They have a petition up on their website for where one can sign. But you wrote a letter to Target recently after the boycott was called. And again, Target has announced their change in policy to where they will allow men who think they're women in the women's restroom and fitting rooms and allow women who think they're men in the men's fitting room and restrooms. So needless to say, that has definitely caused a firestorm and hopefully opens up some eyes of Americans as to what's really taking place and that, yes, a corporation actually has done this. But you wrote a letter to Target. Give us a little bit of information on that letter.
Well, I just basically said I'm going to join the... I went to the AFA website, signed the petition, and then I wrote this letter saying that our family is going to not shop at Target, and I'm not going to allow my daughter or my son, I have 16-year-old twins, we're not going to let them apply for jobs at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Target is so contemptuous of middle America and people's just basic morality and decency, then I don't want to frequent Target. Now, I don't enter these boycotts willy-nilly, Diane, and I'm sure you don't either, because we've both seen where boycotts fail.
Yeah.
And if I would tell people this, if you can't boycott Target, at least cut way back.
Yeah.
But don't just cut way back. Go to your local store. Tell them that you're either going to stop shopping there or you're going to cut way back your shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them why and talk to the manager. Don't just do it. You have to do it with intentionality.
So
they know. Or at least call them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that yet at my local Target, but I plan on doing it. And I know it's not their fault. It's not the local manager's fault. My son worked at Target right here near Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
He worked at Target. You know what? Why? We have got to draw the line. And also, Diane, Target, another reason we're boycotting is Target has endorsed the Equality Act, which is the most radical pro-homosexual, pro-transgender legislation to ever come down the pike. And I'm calling it the Criminalizing Christianity Act.
Yeah.
Target is supporting it. I think it's H.R. 3185. They have signed on as a sponsor of this legislation, which would really, only accelerate
religious persecution. Because it would actually make homosexuality and bisexuality and transgenderism a civil right, because it would add sexual orientation and gender identity or expression to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So it would actually...
And homosexuality.
Yeah, well...
And let's remember, a lot of the persecution we've seen has been because of state or local non-discrimination pro-homosexual laws. Imagine if you put the power of Barack Obama, of a liberal Democratic president and attorney general behind even tighter legislation. Imagine the persecution we're going to see. And so Target is supporting that. And so if they're supporting the Criminalizing Christianity Act, then I'm not going to support Target.
For sure. And the Obama administration is acting as if that bill has passed and that it's law because they're threatening local municipalities. Well, they're in Chicago. What was SD 211? Was it Township, the Township 211? They're in Chicago area where they threatened them because it wouldn't allow a transgender girl, that's a boy who thinks he's a girl, I think I got the, to use a shower room. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous that this heavy hand of the government is coming crashing down on school districts. And in the case of North Carolina, they're trying to force them to rescind HB 2. So, and that's even without the law being changed. It's just a reinterpretation of the Obama administration's coming.
And this is the number one Obama issue. This is the one he cares about. The LGBT agenda, for some reason, Barack Obama is more sold out to this than anything else. And we know we have proof of that from the former defense secretary, and I always forget his name, Gates.
He said, of all the issues
in the military, the one that Obama was most, the one he really took interest in was ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell and allowing open homosexuals in the military.
Yeah, let's just forget, the world's on fire and that our national security is terrible and our military is being gutted. Let's just forget about all that. Let's let homosexuals and now transgenders in the military, and let's allow women on the front lines. Like, that's like really smart idea.
Yeah, I just saw that pass the House Armed Services Committee. Where are the Republicans?
Yeah.
You know, I have a daughter. I don't want her to have to register for the draft. I'm sorry.
It's totally crazy. So, we were talking about the homosexual connection with corporate America and how we cannot trust it, and we need to be very careful when we do our grocery shopping, our clothes shopping, any shopping. You need to be careful. I know each Christmas we started, the last couple of years, we have started going through the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index and letting folks know which companies have received 100% and encourage them not to shop at those.
And can I say something about that too, Diane?
Yeah.
Another thing, I talked about how it ratchets up every 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, now more and more they're trying to force companies to get the 100% ranking. They have to finance these awful body disfiguring sex reassignment surgeries, they're called, and that's part of a health plan for a company. So technically, if you are shopping at Target, which now has 100% ranking, you are subsidizing through the corporate health plan these awful sex change so-called operations. And I don't want my consumer dollars to be supporting that. I feel so bad for these people who feel that they're like anorexics who look in the mirror and say, I'm too fat, even if they weigh 90 pounds, These are people who are looking in the mirror and say, I'm not really a woman, I'm a man, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. There's a case in Chicago of a girl, I think she was 16, who had her healthy breasts, her healthy breasts surgically removed.
Wow.
By the way, a gay activist, doctor in Chicago, at a plan, Children's Medical Hospital, had their healthy breasts cut off because she feels she's a boy. She's a male.
Now, in 10 years...
I think that should be illegal for a minor.
What's going to happen in 10 years when she does no longer feel that she's a boy?
Can you imagine in the United States of America, it's now legal for a minor to have this awful surgeries destroying healthy... sex organs because they happen to have feelings in this confused culture.
It's great. Rather than deal with the underlying problem, the underlying issues that these individuals face, we're just allowing them to, like you're saying, allowing them to just chop off body parts, and that's going to fix their issue, but it's not, because it's not dealing with the underlying issue. There's study after study that shows that. But you recently also issued a report, actually, on what took place in Cleveland, April 28th through May 1st. Want to give us a little bit of...
More bad news.
This is a family-friendly show, so don't give us all the gory details.
Okay, I won't give all the dirty stuff, but you know what? Imagine Holiday Inn of the 50s, 60s, 70s. It was, I can't remember when it was founded, but you saw the famous Holiday Inn sign.
Yeah.
It was just another corporation, Wholesome America. Well, the Holiday Inn, South Cleveland, in Independence, Ohio, with the Embassy Suites, also in Independence, Ohio, south of Cleveland, they both co-hosted an awful conference called the Cleveland Leather Annual Weekend. And this is a conference, Diane, which is sadomasochism, homosexual sadomasochism, celebrating it, including practices we cannot even discuss here. They are so sickening and unhealthy and unhygienic. We can't even talk about them.
But it's very much a part of the
And this conference sponsored them, and they were holding sessions in the hotels and I'm sure also orgies, mm-hmm. and probably in the pool, the same pool that other people are going to swim in after these parties. You know, they have to clean, they probably had to clean this whole hotels, these hotels out with, you know, chemicals, hard chemicals, to get it usable again. And they rented the hotel for at least a Holiday Inn, I know that one, for
three days
the entire hotel for a private, basically sadomasochistic homosexual orgy.
I cannot imagine the people working there. I just can't imagine. And plus, like you're saying,
they deserve combat
afterwards.
Pay. The poor workers have to clean up, the maids, and they have to clean up after these men who are into this perversion. And Diane, you know, it's incomprehensible. It goes well beyond sodomy. It's things which are, I think, completely satanic.
Yeah.
Only Satan could get people to do these things, I believe. That's
well,
how evil
so
it is. And
I
yet
think,
Holiday Inn actually sponsored it, not just hosted
it,
but actually
it
Holiday Inn South Cleveland sponsored this activity.
Wow, that's mind-boggling. So Holiday Inn would never get any more of my money. That's a perfect example of how a corporation, and I'm sure this was in this case, it was a local Cleveland Holiday Inn decision to do this, but still, the only reason they're doing it is for the money. There could be no other reason.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
And that seems like what America's become, Diane. It's all about the money. You know, we can't take a moral stand anymore because, oh, somebody might be offended or, oh, you know, hey, everything, it's all that matters is the money, but I'm sorry. And the other thing I was thinking about, Diane, what if a hotel, let's say you had a non-discrimination code. I'm sure there's one in Cleveland, but I don't know about Independence, Ohio. Or just say near where you are in Pennsylvania or me outside Chicago.
Wow.
What if a hotel said, I do not want to host your homosexual sadomasochistic event, which includes something grotesque called fisting. Mm-hmm. They had a workshop on fisting in which there was, quote, a hands-in demonstration, not a hands-on, an actual demonstration in a conference room. What if a hotel said, no, we don't want to do that? You better believe they'd be sued for anti-gay discrimination.
Yep, absolutely. So where does it end? I mean, you know, where does it end? As you see, well, that's a perfect example because, yes, Cleveland does have a so-called anti-discrimination ordinance, which includes at least sexual orientation. I believe they just added gender identity a few years ago. So say that this Holiday Inn was inside the city limits of Cleveland and the owner, the operator anyway, did not want to host this. And he said, well, you can go down the street here to this address, and I'm sure that they'd be willing to host this event. And, homosexuals are so off the wall and so determined to force everyone to celebrate their lifestyle that I'm sure that Holiday Inn would be sued.
Well, and Brian, I can't talk about one thing that they had beyond fisting, which is awful. They have a growing fetish for these, I don't know how to describe it. This is the fringe of the homosexual fringe. There is this growing phenomenon of these men becoming, they put a dog head on, and they become the dog, the human dog of their partner master.
So they actually put a dog head on, and they pretend...
Head on and a little tail, and they pretend they're like a human dog slave. Now, let's think about this. This is progress to the left.
Progress.
To the sexual libertines, this is progress. Men actually pretending to be the dog, the obedient dog slave of their master, another man. That was taught. There was a puppy class. They called it a puppy class, and then they had puppy 201. They had two classes on this, and they're doing the same thing at the next perversion fest. I'm calling it a perversion fest.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. They're having another perversion fest. Every year they have it in Chicago. It's called International Mr. Leather on Memorial Day, so it's coming at the end of this month. Leathermen, as they're called, homosexual sadomasochists, you know, perverts, basically. These are the perverts because these guys are celebrating this incredibly immoral and vile behavior. They descend on a hotel. This year it's the Congress Plaza Hotel in Chicago. And I went on the website, and they also have this puppy training where men are actually becoming dogs.
That's a new thing, isn't it? I mean,
I don't know how new it is. It's just how, you know, I said in my article, I said, you know, it doesn't get much more degrading than that.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And
I know.
Let's remember, this is the left. This is progress. This is the progressives. Oh, you know, who are we to judge? Are we allowed to judge the human dog slaves? Can we say that's wrong? I even asked on Twitter, Diane, I said to one gay activist, I said, is fisting evil?
And did
he didn't answer. Is fisting
answer.
Evil?
I would think that it would be physically dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're looking to fill a void. And pardon pardon the illusion there. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's God they need.
They're
filling it with their idol is sex and homosexual orgasms. That's their idol. And these men need Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They need to give up this awful idol of hyper promiscuity.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I'd rather not try to envision this, but, you know, I think of pagan worship back in the days of the Old Testament and the orgies and such that took place in the pagan worship. I can only imagine that these conferences or whatever you want to call them, these leather conferences are the same thing because you're going to talk about orgies. I mean, they shut the entire Holiday Inn down, even shut the bar down and the restaurant. So the entire thing was shut down and these sexual perverts had control of the entire Holiday Inn for those days.
Now imagine a family comes. Do you think Holiday Inn, South Cleveland, Independence, Ohio, are they going to tell the family that comes and says, and has their little daughter swimming in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, technically, yes, it was a homosexual orgy in that pool, but we cleaned it with some really solid chemicals.
Yeah, we put I can't imagine.
I don't think they gave that.
Can't imagine the family came on May 2nd, the day after this ended. It's interesting that this claw, Cleveland, what was that again? Cleveland
Leather Annual Weekend.
Okay. That they are a nonprofit charity and they raise money for homosexual groups. According to the IRS, they are. They raise money for homosexual groups like GLSEN, which is Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and Equality.
And Diane, let's remember GLSEN's logo. GLSEN is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Their logo is Teaching Respect for All.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, what kind of respect is it for a man to behave as a dog, to become the dog of his owner, slave, partner? So, you know, not respect. That's degrading. That's celebrating degradation. That's the farthest thing from respect and decency that you can find. And here they are raising money for a gay activist group for youth in school.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they're going to, you know, make this appear that it's okay to do this. Now, I wonder with the dog fetish thing, do you think it's a step towards bestiality?
You know, I haven't read enough about it. Okay. I was assuming it's sort of like faux bestiality, but I think I think you're onto something with the paganism. I think this is just pagan America, and these guys are in the vanguard, and they've chucked our Judeo-Christian, our biblical heritage aside, and it's whatever gives them pleasure.
Yeah.
And I think Satan is just laughing.
Oh, he is.
He's just laughing because when he sees, you know, men are made in the image of God.
Yeah.
And to see men parading around with these ridiculous dogs, Scooby-Doo, it's so silly. I mean, it's just so perverse.
Yeah.
And yet they're serious. They have classes, Diane. You study obedience. You need to learn how to be an obedient dog to your master. I mean, what kind of evil?
What kind of sane person?
The evil is so great. You can't even. Most people, truth is stranger than fiction. Most people cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Of this, how evil this is. They can't even picture it in their mind.
Yeah, it is hard. Well, most people don't want to, and I don't even want to. But even though we don't want to imagine this in our minds, we cannot deny the fact that it took place south of Cleveland for 3 days.
That's the fact.
And that's not the only place. As you just mentioned, that leather event coming up in Chicago. I mean, this is happening.
They're doing this in hotels all over America.
Yeah.
It is a weird, it's just
so
a weird
take your
lifestyle.
Take your tent and sleep at the next KOA.
Holiday Inn. I've got the information on AmericansForTruth.com. Call them up. Of course, I didn't get a response from the hotel manager.
Yeah.
Call them up and say, talk to them, because the corporate world is insane now.
Yeah.
They are doing the bidding of a tiny, tiny minority, including the most radical acts imaginable, fisting, men becoming dogs. They're part of this now, and somehow, I hope we can hold them accountable for this.
I would hope so. I would hope so. We shall see, though, in coming weeks and months with the bathroom issue, especially whether this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So how can folks contact you if they have any questions or want more information on CLAW?
Oh, thank you, Diane. The website is Americans for Truth. That's all written out, F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com or .org, and the information is right there. Just Google on the right side, CLAW, claw, like a bear claw, and that's a whole other story because there are these guys called bears who are, I guess, these older, fatter homosexual men. Google it and then contact Holiday Inn.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, Peter, I appreciate you exposing all this yucky stuff. Because you're the only, the only one in the country who does expose this. Otherwise, people have no idea that this took place south of Cleveland the end of April and the first day of May. And so appreciate your willingness to get down in the trenches and expose all this stuff, because we have to.
And I didn't even go, Diane. I just covered it from the website. It's awful.
Oh, wow, that's bad enough, yeah. Yeah, and that should be pornography. That should be outlawed, what's on the website. But that's the way it is. Okay, Americans for Truth, all spelled out, americansfortruth.org or .com. And give Peter a blast him off an email if you have any questions. And thanks, Peter, again, so much for all the work that you do.
And thank you for all you do, Diane. God bless.
God bless you, too. You take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.